Why is my barbecue meat dry? You thought you timed the meat perfectly on your smoker or grill. When it came time to cut it, all you found was a gray, dry, former piece of meat staring back at you. What went wrong? Don't fall into your old habits when it comes to outdoor cooking, whether you're using a traditional wood or electric smoker, charcoal grill, or gas grill. Learn some easy tips to keep your foods juicy and enticing this outdoor cooking season. Tip number one, own a good meat thermometer. There is no way around it. You need to own a good meat thermometer. That is truly the only way to know when meats are done before you keep them on the grill or smoker too long. There is no one internal temperature that is good for all meats either. Don't think because you cook chicken at 160 degrees Fahrenheit that this is the ideal temperature for beef, lamb, fish, pork, and sausage. Tip number two, no ideal food temperatures. It is vital that you know when to pull meat off a grill or smoker. All chicken and turkey need to cook until 160 degrees Fahrenheit or 71 degrees Celsius. Ham, sausage, and hot dogs should have a minimum temperature of 140 degrees Fahrenheit or 60 degrees Celsius. Pork, including ribs and shoulder, need to register 145 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 63 degrees Celsius, while pork steak, chops, roasts can have a range based on doneness preference. 120 to 130 degrees Fahrenheit or 49 to 54 degrees Celsius for rare, 130 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit or 54 to 57 degrees Celsius for medium to medium rare, 45 to 155 degrees Fahrenheit or 63 to 68 degrees Celsius for medium well, and 155 degrees Fahrenheit or 68 degrees Celsius and above for well done. Beef, lamb, and venison range 120 to 130 degrees Fahrenheit or 49 to 54 degrees Celsius for rare, 130 to 145 degrees Fahrenheit or 54 to 63 degrees Celsius for medium, and 145 to 155 degrees Fahrenheit or 63 to 68 degrees Celsius for medium well. And anything over 155 degrees Fahrenheit or 68 degrees Celsius will be well done. Tip number three. Flip, flip, flip. When you grill over high heat, it becomes vital that you learn to flip more often. The results will be better flavor, better color to the food, even doneness, and a quicker cooking time. The flip ensures that only even heat levels get in instead of too high, which results in burnt, charred mess. Tip number four. Moist burgers every time. Burgers can become extremely dry due to the higher heat level they are cooked over. To keep as much moisture into the meat, here are a couple of tricks. The first is to add 1 to 2 tablespoons of either mayo or Greek yogurt to your ground meat or turkey. Mix well, then form into your burgers. I sometimes like to mix in ricotta cheese, or you can add an herb butter patty to the center of the burger to add moisture. Be sure to follow tip number three with burgers. Tip number five, consider marinating. Although you can now purchase cuts of meat in most stores pre-marinated, I beg you to do this step yourself to control the additives and preservatives that are commonly found in their pre-packaged items. Marinating cuts of meat, especially thinner cuts, produces great flavors and can make for a moister experience as the liquid finds the cracks and crevices on the meat. It helps to make small slices in the cut of meat to help with the marinade absorption. There really is no need to marinate overnight, though you can do that. Just know that a couple of hours for meat and marinade is enough to produce a great outcome. Plus, marinated foods reduce the unhealthy chemical compounds that can form when you use a hot grilling technique. Tip number six, consider brining. A brine is a wet, salty, slightly sweet mixture that you soak your meat in. The salt and sugar react with the protein and meats to help retain moisture. It's like having a protective moisture shield around the meat. Tip number seven, use an indirect method of cooking. An indirect or two-zone cooking method refers to using one side of your equipment for heat while the other side is used for the actual food placement. By keeping the lid on the grill or smoker, you will retain the heat and radiate it throughout the grill. If you want to produce a crust on your food, you can easily move it to the direct fire side for a few minutes to accomplish that. On a gas grill, you would light the burners on only one side of the grill. On a charcoal grill or smoker, you would place the lit charcoal on just one side of the charcoal area. Tip number eight, foil wrap. Aluminum foil, the heavy-duty kind, works wonders at keeping foods moist. By adding 1 to 2 ounces of liquid to the foil with the meat placed inside and any other ingredients you want to incorporate flavors from, you allow steam to be produced inside the packet and keep everything super moist. Just be sure you crimp the foil tightly around the food so nothing escapes. Tip number 9, extend the cooking time. If you're able to plan out your outdoor cooking event, then consider doing a combination of a two-zone cooking method with lower level temperature cooking. Anytime you can cook at a lower temperature for a longer time, you allow the collagen in meat to break down, producing a gelatin that releases great flavor. The two-zone cooking method will allow the meat to receive heat in every direction at any level. There you have it, some concrete tips to ensure you can produce tender and juicy results on your grill or smoker. Did you find these tips helpful? We'd love a comment or a suggestion. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our weekly information, providing you with tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. We are Smokin'Licious.